it's what we do. You know, it's our religion. Same with the Felice Brothers. Songs, we would die without it. And where would we all be without songs?
The Felice Brothers make it pretty clear that music is a natural and necessary outlet. So it's no surprise that one of the brothers needed more, creating a new project called The Duke and the King. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Russ Boris. If there are rumors about a rift among the Felice brothers, Simon Felice will be the first to put them down. And even if he can't tell you personally that his brothers have his back, the impassioned and content songwriting of his new band, The Duke and the King, should do the trick. Even so, these are not happy songs. And they also stray from the expected Felice sound by looking towards 70s songwriters like Cat Stevens instead of the band. But Simon's rich lyrics and yearning voice make sure there's some hope behind the sadness. And he's also not doing this alone, working with longtime friend Robert Burke on the album called Nothing Gold Can Stay. As the Duke and the King, the guys stop by FUV to talk with host Claudia Marshall. And aside from the Mark Twain-inspired band name, Simon revealed some other literary and musical ties.
First music I ever heard was Joni Mitchell. My mom played Blue. It was a sad time in my family's life, and she played Blue all the time, and it sort of got us through.
What was sad in your family's life at that
just,
time?
Just, you know, folks leaving on you, folks splitting on you, you know. And my mom never did that. She would have never left on you, you know. She played that record, and it got us through. And then the first time, really, I ever fell in love with music was from that. And then cognizantly, I remember having a Walkman my grandma bought me, and I would listen to We Are the World when it first came out. And I used to wait in her lawn for the local station in Palinville, upstate, to wait for that song to come on, and I would learn the words and sing along. And it was all that feeling of all those beautiful artists coming together to sing a song to help people. And, you know, so that's really my first experience with pop music. 'Cause the winter's long, and it's longer in a dead-end town, the gas tank rusting down the street, and the cherry trees and every boombox playing loud, and we'd sing along, we'd sing till dawn. It's just one more American song.
And what about the name of the record, Nothing Gold Can Stay? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, a lot of the songs, Union Street especially, inspired from being a little kid in the 80s. And I remember watching The Outsiders and how that really resonated with me, that movie and that book. The little town I grew up in was sort of like that, everybody rolling their cigarettes up in their sleeves and fighting after school and, you know, listening to rock and roll. And in the movie, they quote the beautiful Robert Frost poem, and it's, nature's first green is gold, her hardest hue to hold. Her early leaf is a flower, but only for an hour. So leaf subsides to leaf, so Eden sank to grief, so dawn goes down to day, nothing gold can stay. And Jimi Hendrix says, castles made of sand melt into the sea eventually. So sort of trying to just grasp onto life and love while we got it, you know.
If you ever get famous, oh yeah, show your face now and then, 'cause all our days are just so many waves in the wind, and we can't get them back again. So many days in the wind, so we let them roll on by.
So many waves in the wind.
Roll on, roll on, roll on.
If you ever get famous, new music from The Duke and the King, recorded at FUV. Today's Take 5 was produced by Sarah Wardrop, and to check out more of the interview and performance, head to WFUV.org.